The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
All righty then, Three for Madness next. We're going to give you 30 minutes of almost commercial-free sports talk here. How about that? We'll have a quick 30-second break for our friends at American Energy.
Energy!
We welcome you all in. Katie will join us at 9. We'll have some exit interviews. Kevin Herter, Davion Mitchell, Trey Lyles tonight. Yesterday, because our good friend, Imran Pilati, and his partners, including one in our chat here, they're doing a
Big Shep!
Doing an autograph signing with a lot of people.
Yes.
But, Malik Monk is part of that.
One of the headliners.
Yeah, so we have Imran, and whenever we need to have him in soon, and I know he'll be in, because we need to talk about this. But, you know, in true Sacramento fashion, you know, Kings fans want Malik to stay. Malik Monk.
Of course.
And the Kings are limited by cap rules as to what they can offer him. You know, 4 years, $78 million. He may get offered more elsewhere. So it's one of those, okay, what can we do to sweeten the pot? Because we don't have rules.
Right.
We can do whatever we want. We could raise the rest of the money. But, you know, it'd be tough to raise $22 million or whatever. Take, let's just be honest. So
I feel like we could do it though.
I honestly
a GoFundMe
kind of am with you on that. But then it's like, and people would rightfully be like, what else could this money be used for?
Right.
Like this person over here is like starving and you're giving Malik Monk 20. You know how that would go. So we decided, okay, well, but what can we do to help? So we as these things often happen organically, which is the best way to do it. You started coming up with things we could give Malik. So just to it started off with, in no particular order, we have a listener, I think our guy AB, who's having a kid in 3 months, will make the middle name Malik for his son. Jess said she would get a Malik tattoo. Another listener said they'd get a 6 to 8 inch Malik tattoo in like full pose on their leg. Our friend Taro has offered up Free Mikuni. And these are all for the entirety of Malik's Kings career.
Right.
Our friends over at Jiffy Lube have offered up oil changes. Our friend the mayor, Daryl Steinberg, will give Malik a key to the city. Well, we've had many more things offered, including our guy Tom, free golf at Hagen Oaks. The Kings Herald has offered to rename themselves to the Malik Monk Herald. Here's some others, though, Jason, and I got to scroll through here, but Taylor, loyal listener, will buy him one tee time of his choosing per fiscal quarter. Hey, it's more golf.
Good looking out, Taylor.
Good looking out. The Crest downtown
has
offered up all free shows at The Crest, a free screening for he and his friends or whomever of his favorite movie at The Crest, which...
That's fun.
That's actually really cool.
That's a great one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's actually really, really... Hey, guys, let's go. I've got the whole theater, Crest. And we're going to watch Airplane. Empress Tavern, which I think a lot of people thought was closed, or maybe it was, or I don't know, but it surprised a lot of people when they heard this. Free food at Empress Tavern, all for the eternity of his entirety of his Kings career. Camera Park Golf Course, Golf Club, has offered a lifetime membership for him. I'm trying to find it. Somebody, just saying, someone like legitimately Adam, who owns Alien Labs, has offered. And now I'm not here to judge or say whether or not this would apply. I'm just saying what people have offered. He has offered up. You know, I don't even want to say it on the air. How about everyone will get it because there might be kids in the car. Has offered up free trees. From Malik.
You know, I think that's very good because as a basketball player, you get your injuries.
That's right.
CBD balm.
Sure.
Whatever he might need. Perfectly.
Huh?
Whatever he might need.
Whatever he might need.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he partakes or not. I'm just saying the offer is there.
Correct.
For that. And we are the city of trees.
Yes.
Jack, our loyal listener, will offer to buy him unlimited purple bag Skittles. Now, we will go through the second half of things. Oh, yeah. Malik Monk can't
those
live.
Those are important to him.
Those are very important to him. Somebody said if we can get 60,000 people to show up for the $69 autograph, it would generate $4.1 million, which might do that. That's interesting. House of Pizza in Lincoln or Rockland has offered him 2 free extra large pizzas every week for the entirety of his new contract. And the person, and this is what really, like, this is, it almost chokes me up when people do this. Like, this is why I love this city so much. I love the people so much. Listen to what this guy wrote. 2 free XL pizzas a week at either House of Pizza in Lincoln or Rockland for the entirety of his new contract as a king. I'd offer more, but I'm a small business. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, that just gets me, man. Like, you guys are so awesome. LL Cool Ray, longtime listener, will mow his lawn. So we got a lot of lawn mowing offers.
Yeah.
Ian Fisher says he will add him as an authorized user on all his credit cards. Now, I don't want to put these folks on the spot. I know, you know, too, our friend Courtney over here, who is awesome, and I'll bet you this would be, I just got to reach out to her. I have a feeling, and if for some reason that didn't work, I would happily add it on to mine, but a free Quick Quack membership to wash his cars. I guarantee you they would 100% do that. Taco Tuesday at Richard Espinosa's house any Tuesday.
The greatest thing is if Malik did these things.
Yes, it would. And like just a whole thing where he kept receipts on everything.
He's like, I'm going. I'm going to see your pizza place.
Does a video series. Yeah. He shows up at Richard's house. And is like, it's Tuesday.
Where are the tacos?
Let's do some tacos, baby. That would actually be a really cool
series. Yes.
That would actually be an awesome Malik TV show.
Malik has receipts.
Malik Monk collects. Yeah, exactly. Somebody offered to do free merchandise designs if he wants to do that. Somebody who's a professional at that. Christopher Brady says he'll name his next child Malik, whether they're a boy or a girl. King's Uni Tracker says they'll track Malik's performance per uniform. Somebody wants the A's to offer up Malik Mondays when they come to Sacramento.
Okay.
A lot of people, like, for example, volunteering others. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure Benzito's Tacos and our guy Adam would definitely offer something up. And this person, Mike, says, I'll donate my favorite Guns N' Roses t-shirt and my Sega CD.
That's cool.
And he his hashtag, I kind of like this, King's Ransom. Kevin Giles says he will chip in $100 each year for 4 years. Appreciate that. But as you can see, so many people are just offering up. I don't know what restaurant this guy has. I'd plug it, but he says unlimited free meals and cocktails at my restaurant. Somebody kindly offered just to hang out with him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Be a buddy.
Be a buddy. Rich Deichman says a pet goat, sheep, or llama of his choice, and I will name it Malik, and I'll take care of it for him at my house. This person will buy Malik Monk a llama. Name it Malik.
Feed, nurture it
at the house for him.
Yeah.
Alicia Burbridge.
Does he have weekend visitation?
I think he can visit whenever he wants, except Taco Tuesdays because he's busy.
Richard's house.
Alicia Burbridge says she will mow his lawn for the rest of his career. And on and on and on. So you kind of get the point. That's just kind of, I think we're getting a basic list. Oh, Sacramento Copiers. Thank you, Carmichael Karen. Sacramento Copiers offered him free printing. Okay. I mean, he's getting a lot of stuff here.
I mean, I feel like we need to do something. Can I let him do Friday Fun and Games?
I think that would be fantastic where Malik could call in
celebrity
or be a
birthdays.
Part of it. No, birthdays.
He could take the segment.
Take the whole thing?
Do what he wants with it.
Chris, what would you offer up? Free viewing of a Man City match.
Absolutely.
Local pub.
I'll let him watch a soccer game with me and ask every single question.
Every single one.
Hey, why are they doing that?
Yep. I will.
Nothing's off.
I don't get offsides.
Yeah,
can you explain
and explain
it to
him,
please?
I will irrigate his ears.
I will say I was at a bar for the last Man City game.
Yeah.
And the bartender started to talk to me right during penalties. Right as penalties is like, hey, so like the Kings game coming up. Do you know if they are? It's like, what?
Oh, no.
Zip it.
Yeah. Hold on a second, guy. It's penalties. From the 916, let him host and participate in SAC Fashion Week. I think we can do that. Also, I was thinking last night, too, we should start when we're talking about reaching out to our partners. I'm sure we could reach out to our friends over at KCRA, like Lisa Gonzalez.
Maybe oh, let him do the weather.
Yeah. Let Lisa do the weather. Maybe lunch with Lisa.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Monk's Minute.
Mark Finan's going.
Oh, yeah.
Let Malik tell you what cloud cover's coming in.
Maybe our friends at KCRA can have him be their Olympics correspondent.
Yes. Grilled cheese MC.
And grilled cheese MC?
Yeah.
Good MC or taco event yet to be decided. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather all these. I'll probably put out, we got to come up with a hashtag.
I do like King's Ransom.
I do like King's Ransom too. I like that a lot. I do wonder if we should put something, you know, some monk in there or something. I don't know. But
Malik means
king in Arabic. That's
King's
true.
Ransom.
Oh, so what if we just said Malik?
It fits in everything.
Yeah. Malik's ransom sounds like he's committing a crime, so let's not do that. But we'll come up with a hashtag. We'll probably put a couple more pushes out there. I think our guy Joe Girose is, as one of his final acts, is going to put – I mean, he's alive. He's just going somewhere else. He's going to put some stuff up on our socials and on the website.
Maybe Malik could take that job. Be in charge of that if you'd like.
Be in charge of Sacktown Sports.
What I'm thinking, maybe I should go to each one of these people giving something away, and I could say, hey.
He keeps pushing this one.
Hey, Malik, this could be you.
This could be.
I'm here at McCooney's enjoying a fabulous role named after you. This is fantastic.
You know what? Honestly, Chris has been pushing this on social media, but now that he verbalizes a little bit, I'm not entirely against the idea of having, like, if we had our people follow him with a camera. Like, but I want to see him like at Richard's house eating a taco next Tuesday. I want to see him. I want to see him hanging out with the guy who offered up a bunch of trees.
Yeah,
I want to see him
at the hospital when someone delivers one of these babies named after him.
Right, like he's holding the baby. He's like, look, this baby right now is Jonathan Verlaud Smith, but it could be you.
Right.
I don't hate that. From the 916, didn't want to let this go, but I'll give up my custom 90s Kings logo purple big hat.
Ooh, that must mean a lot, though.
That might, yes. And I think we've had three or four people, I think three ladies and one guy, say simply, I will bake him cookies. I think there was what's her name, Andy I saw yesterday. And this is the best one. She goes, we don't have a lot to offer. But I will bake him cookies week he's here. Yeah. And that's the stuff that gets me, like the small business guy.
Right.
Like they legitimately are like, we don't have much, and we understand you're a millionaire, jillionaire, doesn't know us, but we love you, and we want you to stay, and we love this team, and we will, this small token of our appreciation.
All we can do.
And that, to me, epitomizes this city.
Yeah. People are going to mow his lawn, like you said, plenty have offered that, but has anyone offered the spike shoes to... You know,
hey,
fertilizer.
I will throw that in.
You can
walk
on his lawn.
And he probably has a really big lawn.
Yes.
And you have to go step by step.
But you'll do it.
I will do it. And you got to do it in the summer.
Right.
So I'm going to be out there in the elements.
Yeah.
And it's not like he probably has like a little strip of a front yard either. I'm sure Malik Monk has land. Malik's a country guy. Malik's got land. So I will. And I kind of like where you were going earlier. I really hope he collects. Not just because that means he'd stay,
right?
But I think it would just be absolutely hilarious at his press conference. He's like, I'm staying, I'm happy to be here. But by the way, to all the people that offered up stuff, I'm keeping receipts, and I'll see you soon.
I'll be over.
We just, hey, Malik was at the Crest last night.
Yeah.
Oh, Malik met up with Chris Verlaud, and they're going to go watch a Man City game.
Yep.
Hey, Dave's in his backyard with his spiked shoes, and he just got Andy's cookies.
What movie?
Breaking news, Malik Monk has gained 50 pounds.
I know, right? And his eyes are really red. Yeah. What's going on?
But he's having the time of his life.
Right? Yeah, we do. Oh, my God. We do all this.
We've ruined him.
We ruined him. He's a bust. He just sucks.
It would be worth it.
He's fat and lazy and just collecting everything, eating everything, and just playing golf.
Living his best life.
Living his best life.
What movie do you think Malik would take to his friends to go to the Crest to?
I have no clue, but I'll bet you'd be funny. I'll bet you'd be a comedy.
I think so, too.
I think it'd be a comedy. All right, we'll take a break. So, again, just to let you know about all this, we will I will give up my unique golf bag / pushcart combo.
Oh, okay.
yeah. So we will We will update you on all this. We'll keep it going. This is something we're going to have fun with. And then I think it's early to mid-May. What is it? I want to say it's the 8th, but I could be wrong. Somewhere in May is this event. And then we'll go out. We'll find a way to present this to him in, like, list form of, like, here's all the things. And then maybe, like, and as a token of our appreciation, just give him the purple Skittles. Like, yeah. Like we have to give him, like, the carrot. Like, hey, right. Here's something.
This is the start.
If you like that, yeah. There's more where that
king
came
size.
From. Yeah, king size Skittles.
Well, what's behind door number 2?
Like a can of Gatorade. And more.
Yeah.
I like it.
Some of that smell good. Fragrance.
$380 cologne they're out of stock at right now. Jeez. Gosh. Why can't you just use like Polo? Dracar? It's just Jupe. When we come back.
Would Sean Cunningham give up his collection?
That's a really.
Oh, wait. We need Sean Cunningham to go hatless for a day, for 24 hours.
We lost Malik.
Malik Monk sides with Orlando. Sean to go hatless. Matt George to do a dance routine.
That happens.
That happens anyways. All right, we got to take a 30-second break. I'm going to start thinking. I'm going to get in trouble. You know, all the media people here in town, what they could offer up. Want to let you. But I, you know what? I just want to say as we take a break, I appreciate and love all of you so much for this. And all the time and energy that people have put in to putting this together, I really, really appreciate. We'll have much more fun with this. And one way you can keep that going is by switching to electric this spring and saving big with American Energy. Maybe we can get American Energy to... Yeah, why not? Hey, American Energy, will you help Malik Monk with those $9,000 rebates? Let's go! Stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates. They'll do all the work for you on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. American Energy is providing huge rebates from Smud, as well as spring specials by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you. Now, by the way, this is just a 10-second break. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the wintertime and switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. Just learn more. It's simple. 916-520-9990 or 916. Wait, not or. And, or AmericanEnergyAir.com. Hello. AmericanEnergyAir.com, 916-520-9990. You tell them Carmichael Dave sent you. Quick 30-second break. When we come back, 3 for Madness next.
3 questions, 3 answers. It's 3 for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question 1.
All right, we'll get to more playoffs. I also have a baseball question for you guys, but it's not kind of a existential, philosophical baseball question. Not like, how do the Yankees do the thing? Get to that next. Also, we'll get to the second half of things Malik Monk can't live without. And then Kevin Herter's exit interviews, Davion Mitchell, et cetera, where we'll just kind of play clips and evaluate their season. In the meantime, it's 3 for Madness. Christopher Law, question 1.
Tyrese Halliburton said that they have had regular season home games louder than Milwaukee was last night. Was this a dumb comment?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to play the clip for you. Not only am I going to play the clip for you, Chris, is it in here? I assume you got the whole thing?
Yes.
Right around the 16-second mark. Something happens.
Turns into an alien.
Listen for it here.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last 2 games. You know, so we expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, in the series. And,
just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, we're excited to go.
Okay. Chris and I had a quick phone call this morning about something else. And I was like, hey, could you get that clip? He's like, yeah, I already got it. I don't think that's real. I think when you hear it, for those of you who know what we're talking about, that you listen up, because his voice completely changed. It sounded like he took a shot of helium.
Yeah.
But you hear this like clicking or something. I feel like that's an audio issue.
I think so too. It sounds different than sometimes, if you get that weird bubble in your
voice. Yeah.
But like that last short, like it continued in that same tone. So I don't feel like it was a glitch.
Here it is one more time.
What's to come, in the series and, just the energy in the
city right now with everything that's going on. But
ironically, they both don't sound like him.
I mean, the first one kind of does.
The first one kind of does, but I think it's got to have a mix of the second one, but it still seems higher pitched than what he usually is.
What's to come, you know, in the series and, you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So,
and that's the official recording. That's not us doing anything to it. Also, in addition to us being little kids and making fun of his high-pitched voice, we've had louder regular season games than what we've seen in the playoffs. By the way, Tyrese Halliburton, born in Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't know that that's the smartest thing to say.
Well, it's better saying it going back to Indiana.
Uh-huh.
But they will be back in Milwaukee for sure. There will be a game 5.
Yes, they will. I'm gonna flip the script here for a second. I don't want to dance around this one. I think it's an incredibly stupid thing to say. And I actually think it's an incredibly selfish thing to say.
Why is that?
The only possible good that's going to come out of this is that it's going to fire up Pacer fans more to be louder. They were going to be loud anyways. Why are you giving the Bucks any material? Mm-hmm. Any material. You know what you do when you're beating a team like the Bucks, or you're in my opinion? You praise them. You talk about how you were fortunate and the things you need to do better. You talk about how amazing it is to beat a team like that and you understand they don't have Giannis and the crowd was really behind. I don't care if you believe it or not. It's the Lou Holtz method, and right, it works. You don't give them an ounce, because when they go back to Milwaukee, that crowd is going to be insane. They're going to be lathered up.
What if it's 3-1 Buck or 3-1 Pacers?
It'd be 3-1 Pacers, and you're going to go back to a lathered up crowd down 3-1. And by the way, maybe he wins.
Yeah.
You better win. Why put yourself and your teammates in that? You're writing checks. Your teammates also have to cash as well, I think.
That's the quote.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Number 2.
Question 2.
Pacers versus Bucks is the NBA's best new rivalry.
I think it is. And not that they haven't, you know, there hasn't been any sort of rivalry before, but I really like the way this thing has developed, whether it was in the in-season tournament, throughout the regular season. The Pacers are obviously the little brother to the Bucks, no doubt about it, but, you know, Indiana, Wisconsin, they hate each other. I don't know. But I like it. I like the snarkiness. I like the snappiness. I'm here for it.
Yeah, there's some elements of kind of the traditional rivalry in the sense where the Bucks are the established older team. Yeah. Younger brother, like you said, Indiana Pacers, but they're athletic, they're fast, they run. Like, at times you go, man, the Bucks look old.
Yeah.
But then sometimes the Bucks, like, man, their experience and their savvy and, you know, games that they play together are playing out. It's fun. And last night I thought the Pacers were talking a ton of trash.
They were.
And so helps build that up too, because I'm sure there'll be moments where Milwaukee will now fire back. So, yeah, we're on our way here on this one.
And we're seeing this in a couple different cases. We're seeing this with the Pacers, young, up-and-coming, talking trash to the Bucks. We're also seeing it with Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, talking trash to the Vets over on the Suns. And you know what? I'm here for it. Yeah. That's what the playoffs are all about. Number 3, please.
Question 3.
Do the Bucks need Giannis to win the series?
Notice I made this a Pacers-Bucks theme, 3 for madness. Yeah, I think they do. I do. I think they need to have Giannis out of the Kumpo. Shockingly, they need to have a top 3, top 4 MVP candidate, but yes, Dame Lillard had 34 points, I think 34 last night. He can't do it by himself. No offense to Bobby Portis and some other guys that are having great series, but you got to have Giannis. Without Giannis, I don't think they can beat him.
Yeah, I'm going to say I think they can, but I don't know how much I believe that. Yeah. Obviously, they won game 1, and they were within 6 at one point in the fourth quarter before it got out of hand. Everything would be made easier if they had him.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see. I mean, for Milwaukee's sake, they need to make sure. I think it would be awful if it's 3-1 Indiana going back to Milwaukee. We don't know when Giannis is coming back. Mm-hmm. But I think if they get that split there, come home, they'll still be okay without him. But without saying, they're obviously better with him.
By the way, totally off topic, isn't today the day Sixth Man of the Year is announced? Most Improved was yesterday.
Yeah, I think it might be. Is it today?
I think it's today. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure. I know Chris is looking for that. We'll have the answer when we get back. We'll take a break. And yeah, when we return, we got some more playoff highlights and analysis, what we didn't get to. And I have a baseball question for you. But again, it's an aesthetic question in general. We'll take a break. We'll come back with all that right after this.
only place in the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
So we did get confirmation. It is sixth man of the year. Today.
Today.
Today. And let's hope it's our guy that we're gathering gift items for Malik Monk.
No.
You don't want it to be?
No. It'll drive his price up. You heard people say that. Dude, let him win it. I don't think anyone's going
to
be
he
like.
He wants to win
he
it.
He totally
so
does.
Let's have him be happy.
And by the way, because I've seen this take. Number one, it's the right thing to do. You want this for Malik. Mm-hmm. Number two, what if he goes, you know what? 2 years ago, I was almost out of the league. I just won sixth man of the year. Why do I want to mess with that?
Right. This team gave me a chance.
Uh-huh, exactly. And number three, here's the reality. Nobody is thinking of throwing Malik Monk a contract that would beat 4 years and $78 million. There's no GM in Orlando, Philly, or anywhere else. It's like, I wasn't going to do it.
But now I will.
But he won sixth man, and yeah. Now I think, it's not going to make
better
a difference.
Better offer him more.
Yeah, it's not. So
if they want him, they want him.
There's really no logical reason. I understand in a weird, selfish way. I understand why there would be some that would think that, but it doesn't have any basis, really.
Now I'm going down a rabbit hole the wrong way, the other way. But could you make a weird argument where you go, what if he doesn't win it? And you go, he's thinking, I had the best year. How could I not? Am I not going to get enough attention in Sacramento?
I would have won it if I was in Philly. I would have won it if I was in a bigger market. Right. But knows? Then again, the guy who beat him would be in
right.
Minnesota. So.
I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't think he has to worry about that.
I have a quick baseball question for you guys.
Okay.
So, hold on a second. Alan here with Papa Flavor, PAWPA. I will formulate, brand, label, and release a limited edition Malik Monk seasoning. Also receive one bottle free of rub or sauce of his choice per month for the duration of his contract.
What would the seasoning entail?
Oh, my goodness. It'd be spicy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much, just like Malik. Hey, the Malik, Monk's rub. I don't know. Whatever. I'll let them come up with the branding. Okay, here's my baseball question. So yesterday, Oakland Athletic Lawrence Butler hit his second home run of the year against your New York Yankees. I mean, he has two home runs.
Right. This happened to be against the Yankees. Okay.
And I noticed they did a graphic, and where the home run was hit, they said the only ballpark in the entire league it would have been a home run in was Yankee Stadium. So talk about the right place at the right time. And we've heard this before about hitters in San Francisco and how, that would have been out of 40. You know, they actually have stats now on how many parks a home run would or wouldn't have been out of. And in this day and age of pitch clocks and things going around, and, you know, I've got 1 foot in the traditional and I've got 1 foot in the baseball, really. Can you imagine a situation where a play-by-play guy was like, great shot by Monk. That would have been a three in 15 of the 30.
Yeah.
Imagine being like, oh, great run by Deebo Samuel. That actually would have been a touchdown in Minnesota, but we're in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where it's 120 yards.
Why is it not universal?
I know the instant, because I had this argument in my own head. This is one of those things where I'm not really coming down on a side. I just want to have the conversation. I get it. The character, it's what makes baseball different. Baseball isn't football, hockey, or basketball. It would be boring and sterile to have every ballpark be cookie cutter. And my response to that would be, look, I hear you, but you can still have incredibly individual ballparks. But the argument would be, hold on. It's 400 feet to center or whatever, 420. It's 380 down the lines. And the walls are a perfect, half circle.
Right.
The foul lines are blah, blah, blah. The distance between the fans and third base is X.
Yeah.
the feel, like, it's the same thing in the NBA. Madison Square Garden is not Golden 1 Center.
And right.
Chase Center is not Mason Jar Stadium in Denver or whatever the hell it whatever it is.
Ball.
Isn't that the Mason Jar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're all incredibly different arenas. Same thing with football stadiums, but when it comes to the field,
yeah,
they're exactly the same.
And I know this sounds ridiculous because this is not the way it is, but you're right. Home runs are different, right? Size right. of the outfield and fence and wall and the height and all that. What if they, oh, this first base here is 98 feet away.
Right.
Oh, the pitcher's mound. We're going to move it 3 feet back.
Why not? It's
no,
different here.
No, you can't
here.
Do that. Well, why? You have the walls different.
That's a great
you have
point.
The.
It's a great
you have
point.
A fence that might be this high. You That's have other right. ones that are, you know, the monster. It's like.
Right. And you know Boston's going to be like, ah, you can't get rid of the right. monster.
Well,
okay.
Right, because we're used to that.
Because that's what we're used to. Yeah. If I was sports commissioner, I'm not entirely sure that I wouldn't want to modernize and basically you just grandfather it out. Any new stadium has to have the, you can do whatever you want, but the field has to be to these exact, and by the way, that means maybe they never redo, maybe they never rebuild Fenway Park. Maybe right. that's always going to be that way. But from now on, we try to modernize and make them all the same. The other thing I would do, by the way, just when you have like random sports suggestions, I'm really a proponent of this. I would also make sure that every player got paid the same amount regardless of what state they work in. And I know this is super nerdy, but this is so dumb. And Malik Monk reminds me of this. It is so stupid. And Rasif Fox was actually on, De'Aaron's wife was on Twitter yesterday talking with our good friend Dave Lack, who was putting out some numbers for contracts. And she was talking about how that's what they thought, and then they sat with their financial advisors and realized that the jock tax, it's different for people that play in California. Even if you're playing a game in Minnesota and their tax is different, California grabs the difference. If you play in California, you make a five-year $100 million contract in California is not a five-year $100 million contract in Texas or Vegas or Florida. Because of no state tax.
Right.
There is
until you buy a house in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, you know, cost of living and all that, you're 100% right. There is a very simple mathematical formula that the league office could come up with that basically says, hey, look, you sign the person at 4 and 100. However, here's the taxable adjustment that we have calculated, and you will be allowed to go. So for example, let's say the Kings in a whatever world wanted to sign him to a four-year, $100 million deal. And that's what they were offered in Orlando. Uh-huh. The Kings would have the ability to actually make it a four-year, $104.9
yeah,
million.
To
dollars.
Make sure it's 100.
Just to
I mean,
make. Can anyone poke a hole in that? Why is that not perfectly logical? That if what I'm paying in California is what you're getting paid in Florida, we'll make the adjustment. And all I'm saying is, it's the owner's discretion, and it just does not affect the cap. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think states should have advantages on signing players. All the NBA wants is for players to stay in the markets they're at.
That's what they prefer, honestly.
That's how it's supposed to work. You draft a player or you sign a player, and they want them staying there. It's better for fans. It's better for everybody. Why should a state have an advantage in signing a player based on their tax code? It's a boring thing. I get it's
right.
kind of
but it
nerdy.
Is a thing.
Is it though?
Is it
I
what?
Think so.
Like are Texas is like all the Texas teams getting all these free agents that other teams aren't?
It's a perfectly valid question. I can only tell you what I've seen anecdotally. I have looked before. This is a standard practice agents have, or at least that I was told they have. Where when somebody's a free agent, the player will get basically like a very simple color-coded spreadsheet. And it will show them, like, I'm just going to use Kings, Mavs, Magic, Sixers. They've all made offers to Jason Ross to sign him to a deal. 4 years, $100 million.
Oh, too much.
I know, right? And then it shows, like, this is what your take home will be in each state. And then they'll even maybe have some information on cost of living and all that. And then, oh, by the way, again, this is the dark side of the business. This is what Jason's a Nike athlete. This is what Nike will offer as bonuses on top of the current contract or new contract they're going to sign in some cases. This is the money Nike will give you in Sacramento or New York or Philly or Orlando. And then they'll have the third page be, okay, so this is what the contracts actually mean. And I've looked at these before, and granted, the particular players I was looking at were in the mid to top of the table. There's a lot of money there. There's significant, it's not just, do I like the city and do I like the team I'm playing for? It's like, wow, it's basically the same offer, but I'm going to take home over the life of the deal $30 more million.
And that's huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And that money and that $30 million is no fault of any of the other teams. It's taxes and it's shoe money.
And can't be made up.
And it cannot be made up. It's like, how hard would it be for Adam Silver and the folks to say, look, we're going to keep the cap exactly where it is, but we will let you compensate for tax and shoe differences, and that won't affect the cap. It's that simple. It's basically not off the books, but it's an end around on the cap that levels the playing field for all the players.
Would other states or other people argue then, like, well, there are advantages to living in weather-wise, like California or big – like, everybody's going to go to California, New York.
But the problem there is that, like, for example, Florida, you know, has great weather. And, yeah. You know.
But, I mean, okay, now I'm really hitting, you know, Minnesota, Indiana, Chicago. Well, Chicago's a pretty big city, but still.
I mean, we're never going to be able to compensate for big cities. Right. You know, and by the way, there's some players that like big. You know, Malik Monk doesn't strike me as a guy who cares about a big city. He's a country guy, so he's just as comfortable.
He's been in both.
He's probably more comfortable in Sacramento than he was in L.A., to be honest with you. I'm speaking for him, but anyways. We'll take a break when we come back. The second half of things Malik Monk can't live without. We'll do that. We'll get to our season evaluation, starting with Kevin Herter at 8. Katie Christensen joins us at 9. We'll do all that right after this.
Michael Dave. He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sacktown Sports.
Katie will join us at 9. We'll get to Kevin Herter's season evaluation coming up in just moments. Jason Ross, Carmichael Dave, Christopher Laud. Where were we yesterday with...
We're about halfway through.
Yeah, we did watches with Malik Monk.
And he liked the camera person's watch.
Yes. If you're wondering, by the way.
I think watches is where we left off.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the Skittles. Our good friend Murph was nice enough to drop this clip to us.
Murph Dog.
Here we go. That's where we left off. It's Malik Monk's 10-month-old visit with GQ Sports on the essential things he can't live without. Now, if we're trying to keep Malik Monk here, we obviously this is helping us. So right. I think it's watches, cologne, Barry Skittles.
I think he kind of let us know that one of the reasons he came to Sacramento was because of the canned Gatorade.
Yeah,
the canned Gatorade, that's which is interesting. Yeah, we need to bring everyone bring canned Gatorade
very
to his
specific.
Autograph thing here. We'll talk about that too. Here's here's the rest, the second half, really, of the 10 things Malik Monk can't live without.
So I think this stands out to me. So
that's a skill. Moving on.
My next essential is my wallet. Of course, you gotta have this. It just fits in my pocket perfect. Smooth, never falls out. Easy to carry around too. I don't like the big bulky ones with all the cards and the one that I just need a quick one. And it's just easy. I won't lose it. It looks good, goes with everything. And yeah, it's my favorite wallet.
Okay, so obviously he's gonna have his own style of wallet.
Yeah.
But there's gotta be somebody out there that like puts stuff on Etsy or has one of those cry cut thingies. Or, yeah. I don't know what the hell. They can make them like a little, make them like
personalized one.
Somebody, you know what? Here, this would be great. He's got to have one on his Insta. Find a picture of, we found out yesterday, his beloved doggy, Bear, passed away not that long ago. Maybe find a picture of Bear and then make him a wallet with like Bear's picture needle pointed in it. See, I mean, we're trying to come up with ideas here. Things that would mean something to Malik. All right, moving on.
My next essential, my headphones. These right here, the Beats. I can't remember when I got these. I got like 10 pair. I listen to all type of music though, so I hear different sounds with these. We might play at 5, and I'll be listening to like alternative music. We might play at 7:30, then I'll be listening to like rap. We might play early, I might listen to some country. I might listen to R&B, jazz, emo music. I listen to everything. So I got a lot of women that I grew around because my mom, they put me on a lot of things, man. A lot of music. Keisha Cole, Fantasia, Kirk Franklin. I think music is like what makes everybody just level. Music brings everybody together, I feel like, too, as well.
All right, so I don't really know what we can do with headphones.
I mean, he's also got 10 pairs. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get his Apple Music subscription.
I got it. Somebody pick up his $10 a month Apple Music subscription. Man, you know what? Every bit counts.
Yeah.
Again, we got to come up with a registry, like weddings, but for bribing Malik Monk. All right, moving on here.
My band-aids, playing basketball, you get cuts, court burns, anything, man. Playing with my homies, wrestling, fighting, anything, you get cuts. So I always got to have a pack of these around. And luckily, band-aid sent me some, like a big old package, man, with my name on it. Leak Gang, they were saying band-aid leak or band-aid gang in Sacramento. So I think they put that together. So during the season, I got a little scratch on my face, and I was wearing a band-aid, kind of like a little Nelly thing. It blew up in Sacramento. Everybody loved it. Got shirts made, things like that. And I was just lucky to have band-aid send me a pack of every color. I didn't know they made color band-aids until then. I got like, it's a big old tub of band-aid products. Shirt, a sweatshirt, some sweats, things like that. So yeah, it was nice.
There's sweatshirts.
I don't know, but he obviously noticed, and I knew he did last year. But when people were wearing band-aids at games,
he notices that stuff.
Yeah, so
maybe that
can have the impact.
You know what? And Malik, this is a good one. First game opening, first home opener next season. If Malik resigns, everyone wears a band-aid on their face.
Yeah, easy to do.
Easy to do. Do you think G-Man would commit to that?
100%.
Katie?
We'll find out at
9.
I think so.
I think Mark Jones would.
Yeah. I think Katie would.
Kyle would. I think Katie would, too. Of course, they're not supposed to appear biased. Why can't they appear biased? They won't want Malik
they
to
They want the Kings to win. I'm telling you, they want the Kings to win.
All right, moving on.
My slides, man. The Marty slides, to be exact. These are my favorite ones. I think I got almost every plain color. Some are, like, way more fuzzier. That looks crazy. And some is just smooth like this. It kind of reminded me of the Grinch, too. That's another reason I liked it. And red, my favorite color, so I had to get the red one. It just feels like a cloud. I might walk out of here and change into these to relax my feet, man. I play basketball, so I'll be on my feet a lot. These are the best ones to relax in for me.
Okay.
Remember that. Red is his favorite color.
Red is his favorite color. I'm going to release everyone from getting the Marnie slides, M-A-R-N-I. Quick research, Jason. What do you think? I mean, they're just slippers, but give me a price.
Well, obviously they're one way or the other, and I don't think they're on the cheap end. So
you don't?
$300.
Chris Verla.
$450.
You guys are well. Let me do the math here. You said $300. You said $450. That's $150 difference. Oh, they're $900.
So double what I said. Yes.
Each foot,
$450 for one slide.
It's here's the thing for the Marnie slides. It's actually $900 just for one slide, but they had this buy one get one free special that's always existent. So you get the second one.
Do you also get a slide
for real, like a water slide? Yeah. My God!
Wow,
what a nice life. $900 slippers. I mean, look, that's what it takes. But I think this stuff like custom band-aids and headphones and Marnie slides and Louis Vuitton or whatever it was. Like, that's all. He can buy that. Money's not a – he's about to – he's already rich.
It's the personalized touch.
Yes, the touch.
The making of cookies of cotton.
The cotton and cookies. 1-800-920-1140. Hello, Ashley.
Hey. So I wanted to call and talk Malik this is just something that I was thinking or that I thought of yesterday. But I think what I'm going to have to do is I know what Malik's Twitter handle is. So I think I just need to start posting daily on X and adding him and giving like one reason a day for Malik for him to stay. Going from big to playing, as you said, how Malik means king to just random things. And I mean, I think we'd also be really cool. I don't know how we would do this, but I think that what we got to do is we got to get like a big, like, we'll call it like a goodbye party, but we'll use it as a way to get all of our fans, some of the players, stuff like that. And just like have him go down memory lane, basically, so that he can't stay because it's going to be too hard to say goodbye.
So I think that's a good idea. I will say this, and I want, because I've already seen a lot of this pop up on social media. Normally, I'm all for a lot of this, but I don't have any issue with what Ashley just said. But let's also remember in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when he put the thermometer in his mouth and he wanted he could only have so much of a fever, because if the temperature went too high, it's a doctor's visit and then there goes your day off. Right. There is a fine line, and it's tough to describe, between making him aware of this and spamming him.
Right. And not being uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. Let's not, and that's not what Ashley was saying. I'm fine with that. One reason a day, of course.
Sure.
But I also, like, I see people, like, when I'm tweeting out stuff that there's a couple of people that are, like, tagging him and all of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll get it to him.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
I'm sure he's heard about it.
I have a feeling it has, at this point, gotten back to him. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, in an hour, Katie will join us. But let's listen to Kevin Huerter. We have audio from his press conference. And then let's look at the season in review for our guy, Red Velvet. We'll do it next.